The question was asked, we find terms in Tanakh that seem interchangeable, but seem to have different connotations. The word tzedek and the word mishpat. And the Torah says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. If tzedek means justice and mishpat means justice, why didn't the Torah use the term mishpat? So, firstly, we have two approaches when we approach similar words in Tanakh. Rashi and other commentaries take that approach. Rashi says you can have many words that have similar meanings and they have similar connotations. That is an approach when you're first learning Pshat, want to understand what's the Torah saying. So that's a good approach. Because if you're going to get bogged down on each word, why'd you say this and not that, then you're never going to get anywhere. But the truth is that we also are taught that there is a distinct difference between any two words in Hebrew. There cannot be two synonymous words. There are never going to be two words that mean the identical thing. And the hardest place to notice this is in the Navi Yeshaya in Isaiah, where in his poetic form, Yeshaya keeps saying the same idea in different words. In Tehillim, you have the same thing, where David HaMelech seems to say the same idea. We say it in Hallel, right? David HaMelech says, Hayam ra'av ayanos, the sea saw and fled. Hayarden yisov lachor, the Jordan turned the other way. Ha'arim rakedu cheilim, the mountains danced like rams. Givaot, the hilltops, kivnei tzon, like young sheep. Malach hayam kitanus, why do you flee the sea? Hayarden yisov lachor, why do you turn around the Jordan? But he didn't say the same thing. One's about the sea, one's about the Jordan. One's about rams, one's about goats. One's about hilltops, one's about mountains. So the truth is that that's a clearer example. There are many more examples throughout the Torah and throughout Tanakh. And the Malbim writes in his introduction to Mishle that there are no two words that have the same meaning. So what's the difference between tzedek and mishpat? So the first place we should look is we should open up the Malbim. The Malbim wrote a dictionary. Two types of dictionaries. One's called the Sefer HaKarmel. The other is called Sefer Yair Or. Two dictionaries where his goal is to discern between similar words. Oyev and Sone. Two enemies. What's the difference? Tsar, Oyev, Sone. We have 10 words for love. We have 10 words for happiness. We have 10 words for prophecy. We have 10 words for a lion. There are many words in Hebrew that have many, many different seemingly synonymous words, but no. Ari is different than Aryeh. Aryeh is different than Shachal. Shachal is different than Lavi. Lavi is different than Kfir. You have many different terms. They're different stages of a lion. They're not the same lion. 10 words, but they mean different things. They're all translated as lion. Ariel is also a lion, but they're not the same lion. So, Hein am ke lavi yakum, right? Bilam says, the nation will rise like a young lion. Yet, v'cha'ari itnasa, they will get up like a lion. Did he just repeat himself? No. One was lavi, one was ari. He said the same thing twice. No. One was yakum and one was itnasa. Yakum means to get up. Itnasa means to uplift. That's beyond getting up. Itnasa, right? What's a cloud in Hebrew? A nasi. A nasi is a cloud. We borrow the term for a prince. A leader is also called a nasi. But really, nasi is a cloud. How do I know? The verse. What does it say? Okay. I'm forgetting the beginning of the pasuk. It says, Ruach v'nesiyim ayin, ish mitalel b'matat shaker. I'm missing the first word of the pasuk. It says if there's a lot of wind and a lot of clouds and then no rain, that's like a person who takes a lot of credit and gives no donation. He says, I'm going to give. It's like sometimes you see a lot of wind, you see a lot of clouds, you see no rain. So that's the guy who makes a big fuss about his donation, and then he doesn't give. We will not say any political things right now. So coming back to our question. So what's tzedek tzedek? What is tzedek? So if we open Rashi on Mishle, on the beginning of Proverbs. So it says in the beginning of Proverbs, it says the goal of Mishle is... Let's see. Mishle Shlomo ben David, Melech Israel. Ladat chokma u'musar, lavin imre vina. Lakachat musar haskel, tzedek u'mishpat u'meishari. So Shlomo HaMelech describes, I'm going to teach you about tzedek and mishpat en meisharim. What is tzedek? Says Rashi on that pasuk, tzedek is tzedakah, give charity. Wait a second, I thought tzedek was justice. Ah, so tzedek and tzedakah come from the same term? So we learn that the term tzedek and tzedakah come from the same place. And so tzedek, we find, is the term for righteousness, like tzedik. It's not just justice. And that's why Chazal say, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, pursue the best court. Go beyond the call of duty. You could say, my local court is good. No. When you're talking about justice that doesn't take into account the needs of people, that doesn't take into account what's the best outcome, that doesn't try to mediate and bring the two parties to an understanding, that's mishpat. That's the cold justice. Tzedek takes into account the tzedakah, the tzidkut, the righteousness, not just the honesty, and says, how can we reach a conclusion here? How can I reach the best conclusion here? It's not just who's in the right and who's in the wrong. That's tzedek, as opposed to mishpat. Now, you can have the two together, mishpat tzedek, but that's another question of how you can have chesed and emet together. The Torah speaks often of chesed and emet, and we would think there are two separate concepts. Chesed is kindness, and emet is truth. If I'm going to be true all the way, honesty, so then I'm not doing kindness. You know, that's the famous story they used to tell us in elementary school. You have two neighbors. One is a multimillionaire, and his neighbor just went bankrupt. So the multimillionaire sues his bankrupt neighbor and says, you know, your tree is growing into my yard, and it's causing me this and this damage. And as he's standing there in court, he pulls out a cigar, and then he pulls out a $100 bill, and he lights the $100 bill as he's smoking the cigar. The guy standing next to him is standing in tatters. He barely has clothing to wear. He's standing there, and he's being sued for $20. And you're the judge presiding over the case, and you see the guy is suing him. He just burnt a $100 bill, and he says, you know, the cigar just doesn't taste the same if it doesn't come off of this fine paper they use for a $100 bill. It's just not the same taste, he says, puffing at his cigar. And then you're supposed to preside over the case, and he's suing, and he's in the right. He came to you to court, and he's 100% right when he's suing for the $20. So emet is, you owe him the money. What do you want? You came to court, you damaged him, you owe him the $20. Yet we're all feeling like, wait a second, isn't that turning a blind eye to social justice? Isn't there something else that should be going on here? But that's not emet. That's not mishpat. We have a responsibility. If we reach that point in a court case, we have to be true. Torah says, don't play around with the truth and the honesty and the justice system. You want to have a social system? You should have a social system. Now comes another concept. The social system is also a part of the true system. There's a social net we all have to create. But the two are sometimes together and sometimes separate. We had a person in this neighborhood who was a big real estate builder. He owns many buildings throughout Jerusalem, and very kind person. And sometimes people would come and ask him for a loan to buy an apartment. And he would give them a loan, and he'd say, but let's set up a payment schedule. And if the people didn't live up to their payment schedule, he would sue them. He wouldn't play any games. The day came, they didn't pay. They'd get a message to their house, we agreed on this money, and we're going to court tomorrow. No games. And then the guy would come to his office, and if he was decent, then he'd come and say, you know, I'm sorry, this is the problem I have, this is... And he would refuse to hear it. He would say, we made a deal, you have to live up to your end of the deal. This was the deal. You have to pay. The guy might come home and find a donation for the amount that he has to pay. But he would say, there are two separate things. I'm your neighbor, I'll give you charity. We made a business deal, pay what you owed me. Those are two separate questions. So the Torah says, before we reach the point of emet, before a court reaches a point where they have to give a jurisdiction, they have to give a ruling of how much you're going to pay, they're going to try to find a mediation. Let's find something where everyone's happy. But if they can't, if the court is pushed to the wall where they have to give justice, then they have to give justice. Now, it could be that the court will tell them in a back room, hey buddy, you just burnt a $100 bill. You should be a more compassionate person. That's a different question. That's a social question. But the legal system has to be honest to the legal system. That's emet, mishpat, as opposed to tzedek and chesed. But then the Torah puts the two together. The Torah says, I want you to put the two together. That's another concept. That we could look at chesed as something, I don't owe you a penny. When the poor person comes and asks for help, we could look at it as, I really don't owe you anything. Leave me alone. I'm going to do much beyond the call of duty. Comes the Torah and says, no. If you had a correct view of the world, you'd see that kindness is part of truth as well. You're not; it's not to the exclusion of the truth. The courts have to deal with the truth once they reach that point. But we as human beings have to see that as part of a society, our giving the poor is part of the true way the world has to run. It's not his fault. If we create a social net, we help one another, and no one knows who's going to fall into that social net. Right, there's an element of truth in the kindness. It's not just beyond the call of duty. It's really the call of duty if I want to really live in this society and make it a society worth living in. When we give to the poor, we've created a society where we're all safer. I'm not just helping him. And there's an element of truth when I realize God created the world and I have a responsibility to live the life He told me to live, then it's not just, I'm going to be a nice guy. You know, I'm not going to let him starve. There's an element of truth in the kindness. But again, that doesn't mean that I could take the justice, the truth, and turn it around. In court, if we reach the point of justice, the court has to give a ruling of the truth. We try to avoid that. We try to reach a compromise before we reach that point. But once it reaches the point where neither side will give and you can't make a compromise, the court has to be honest. Okay, before we